I'm surprised you didn't choose Victoria Voix, Voix, as it's spelled in French. Or maybe it's just because people would not pronounce that right.
Possibly. I don't, you know, this was back in 2003, I think, when I decided to make the leap into being a full-time touring songwriter, needing a website name, and I didn't want to use my birth name for a number of reasons, but with initials VD and a complex of having the VD folder at the library in college, being teased about that. So I was looking for a website name that, you know, kind of was like Victoria Sings, Victoria Music, and a lot of things were taken, and I was trying to think of like another word for singing or voice, and Vox just kind of kept coming back, and so I wrote Victoria Vox down, and then I'm like, nah, it's a little cheesy, or I don't know, and eventually, I just kept coming back to it, so eventually, I would perform under just my first name, like Madonna, so I was just Victoria, but my website was always victoriavox.com, and then it was like in 2004, when I started performing outside of the kind of Fox Valley area, and I'd get down to Chicago or over to Minnesota, and I would be introduced on stage as Victoria Vox because the presenter just assumed that that was my name, as most singer-songwriters just have their name as their website. So I just decided to go in with it.